First, we're going to get the latest about what's being called a potentially historic blizzard that's bearing down on the Northeast today. More than 5,000 flights have been canceled, and officials across the Northeast are warning people that travel could become very difficult and dangerous, if not impossible, in some areas. Here's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie earlier today.
Starting later this afternoon, you should stay home if you can. You should only go out in the case of an absolute emergency or necessity. And the same goes for all day tomorrow.
Governor Christie stopped short, though, of banning people from driving. He did say that public transportation will be limited. In Connecticut, there's a travel ban that starts at 9 o'clock tonight. In Massachusetts, a travel ban begins at midnight. The MBTA in Boston will be closed all day tomorrow. And New York is considering closing down roads and the subway as well. Sam Champion is anchor and managing editor for the Weather Channel. He's with us now from New York City. Sam, how's it looking there right now?
We're looking high, Lisa. We're looking at definitely some light snow and blowing snow through the area. But, you know, one thing I want to caution people is when they're looking out at what it looks like and conditions are deteriorating, the winds pick up, you hear that howling wind even if you're inside. This still isn't our storm. We're not talking about this being the worst of it or anywhere near the worst of it right now. Right now, light snow, very low visibility, probably less than a mile visibility if I'm looking across the park right now.
So the heart of the storm then will come in when? What are you hearing?
It's definitely a nighttime thing. And, you know, again, we forecast this. We've got 200 meteorologists on staff right now. So we're running our own plans and models here. We're certainly using the models from the National Weather Service. So, you know, we're all kind of in there looking at all this together. But our totals may be a little bit different than some other totals that we're looking at because we're kind of running the whole thing. We think that in looking at it on our own, you know, we like to use everything at our hands that we can get to forecast it all. So we're looking at certainly between deteriorating conditions between now and the evening commute, certainly by 7 o'clock into the midnight hour. I feel like this is going to be a really rough storm for New York. Looking at the speed of this, and we're in those blizzard conditions for a while, if we meet those criteria, because remember, we have to have that 35-mile-per-hour steady wind, and it's got to be for 3 hours, you know, to qualify for a blizzard. So we really have to meet a certain point for us to call that a blizzard. But I feel like we will in this area. We definitely will in Boston on up the coast.
How much are you seeing variability in terms of where the storm is going right now, or do you feel pretty secure in calling it at this point?
We're still looking at where the low goes. And the low, you know, you're looking at a low developing offshore. And the models have been in agreement, and at some points they've not agreed. And right now there's a little subtle difference in their totals, and that is all based on the speed of this system and really where it forms offshore. So that is still up in the air. We're getting snow. We're getting blizzard conditions. There's no doubt about it. The totals can be right now as low as 8 inches in Central Park, if you listen to one model, or as high as 18 inches. And so, you know, you've got a little variable window because these snow bands are very tight, barely 50 miles across between who will get, 3 to 4 inches, who will get 12 to 18 inches, who will get almost 2 feet of snow. Eastern and Long Island still looking like the bullseye spot with heavier snow. Also, a good part of the eastern half of Massachusetts and also southern Vermont.
Okay.
And New Hampshire.
We're going to keep on the story, and we know that it's pretty much all you're keeping your eye on right now as well. Sam Champion, anchor and managing editor for the Weather Channel. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you all.